Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran Church, and today I'm reading from chapter 9 in the Gospel of Mark, verses 30 to 41. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. Then when they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down and called the 12 and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, but he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly, I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." This passage has three stories about Jesus' ministry that might not seem to have much connection with each other, but I think there's a thread of similarity running through them all. We see Jesus training his disciples. In the first, it says that outright. For at least this moment, they were avoiding the crowds that so often surrounded Jesus so that he could focus on teaching his disciples. Jesus flat out told them he would be betrayed, killed, and would rise again. The Bible tells us they didn't understand. I used to marvel at how slow the disciples were, thinking Jesus couldn't have made it any clearer. And why were they so confused and afraid when Jesus was arrested and crucified? Let's just say I have a different perspective these days. First, Jesus often taught in parables, using metaphorical language to make his points. We have several instances in Scripture where he told a parable and then later explained its meaning to his disciples. They might have thought his teaching about death and rising was a parable and tried to understand its meaning in that light. Second, the disciples didn't have something that we might take for granted, the Holy Spirit living within us. They received that on Pentecost, which was after Jesus' death and resurrection, and not only did it result in boldness and speaking in tongues, it gave them a new level of understanding of all that Jesus had taught them. We have the advantage of both knowing the end of the story without having to live through it, and we have the Spirit within us helping us to understand. The second story in our trio shows the disciples arguing over who of them was the greatest. No doubt they were using some kind of human measurement. Who could do more miracles or speak better to a crowd or manage the travel best, whatever. Jesus, who knew what was going on, taught them that God doesn't measure things in the same way. In fact, God's standards turn human standards upside down. The last will be first, the least will be greatest. He was teaching them what it means to have a servant heart. The last story is about an encounter the disciples had with someone not of their group. They tried to stop an outsider from doing exorcisms in Jesus' name. Jesus again turned things around, telling them, "If someone is not an enemy, he's a friend." And he said even if an enemy does something kind for one of Jesus' followers because they are a follower, that person will be rewarded. Again, Jesus is teaching his disciples to look at the world and the people in it differently. Let's pray. Father in heaven, teach us to see the world through your eyes and to treat others with a servant heart. In Jesus' name, amen.